And I wanted a nice catchy phrase or title for this. And I said, okay, God, what are we calling this? He said, part three. So this is Where Is Your Trust, part three. Amen. I know normally we open with a verse in Timothy, but God said, I want you to open with Mark 16, verses 14 to 20, out of the Passion Translation. Mark 16, verses 14 to 20. Then Jesus appeared before the 11 apostles as they were eating a meal. He corrected them for having such hard, unbelieving hearts because they did not believe those who saw him after his resurrection. And then he said to them, after he got their thinking in order, he said to them, as you go into all the world, preach openly the wonderful news of the gospel to the entire human race. What did he say to preach? The wonderful news of the gospel. He didn't say go and talk about anything else. Hint, 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 hint. The Amplified Bible says preach and publish. Preach and publish. Say with your mouth and publish it. So that means on our Facebook posts, on our LinkedIn posts, on our other social media posts, we should be talking about the good news of the gospel. We sang the song, Bless Your Name, Lord Jesus, the only name that frees us. You are the Holy One. You're the one. You're the only one. So if we believe that, if we trust that, that's what we'll be telling the people. No matter what comes, no matter what they're going through, Jesus is the Holy One. He's the only one. He's the only one. Verse 16, whoever believes the good news and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe the good news will be condemned. And these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. Who believe what? The good news. What good news? The gospel of Jesus Christ. They will drive out demons in the power of my name. Let's nest there for a minute. They will drive out demons. It doesn't say they'll drive out some. They will drive out demons. So whatever you think is wrong with our country, with our nation, with our world, the gospel, you preaching the gospel, will cause you to drive it out. That's the only thing that will drive it out. There is nothing else that you can do that will drive the demons out than the name of Jesus, preaching the gospel. Said they will drive out demons in the power of his name, of my name, it says. They will speak in tongues. They will be, get this, folks, they will be supernaturally protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisonous. Now, that doesn't mean reptile. That means people against you and the poisonous things they say about you. A lot of people are putting up with stuff because they don't want to be found out. They don't want to have to go through all the nonsense that they've gone, that people have been put through because of what they believe. I don't back away. I don't back away. I found out playing basketball, you start backpedaling, you fall down. So no, I don't back away. I go with what I've been trained to do. And this says, I will be supernaturally protected. So it won't matter what someone tries to do to me. It won't matter what someone says about me. I have the good news in me, coming out of me. And if and they will lay hands on the sick and heal them. We had a public official say, God's not going to heal anybody, so we need a vaccine. Someone, he doesn't know, they don't know. They don't know. So they're trusting in what they know. We know differently. That's why we're to pray for all those that are in authority. I believe God is going to, that something's going to happen, and God is going to instruct the believer to lay hands on them, and they will recover. And their whole outlook will change. Why? Because they've been touched by the good news of the gospel. Touched. But if we don't trust in the gospel, we won't lay hands. We won't. After saying these things, Jesus was lifted high into heaven and sat down at a place of honor at the right hand. And the apostles went out announcing the good news everywhere. They didn't go out announcing, you know, how the people killed Jesus and how he was mistreated and everything they did to him and they need reparation and all this other. They went out and they announced the good news, the gospel, everywhere, as the Lord himself consistently worked with them, validating the message, validating the good news they preached with miracle signs that accompanied them. Folks, we're in a time of chaos. And we've been in a time of chaos for a long time. Now's not the time to get rid, to grow weary. We've been trained. We've received a different kind of training. Everybody didn't grow up under Clinton, Sarah, Otterbach. Everybody doesn't have the benefit of their teaching. Everybody doesn't have the benefit of the wisdom imparted to Pastor Red and me via their teaching and the Holy Ghost. But you do. You do. When we're teaching, trust in the Lord. Don't trust in any man. Don't. Dr. Fauci is probably a very nice gentleman. I'm not saying don't trust him. He's devious. I don't put my trust in what he says is going to happen. I put my trust in what God says is going to happen. They're developing vaccines. Praise the Lord. My trust isn't in the vaccine. The vaccine, the last time I checked, and I don't spend a lot of time checking on these things, but the last time I checked, they were excited there was a vaccine that was, I think it was 94.7 or 97.4% effective. And folks are going, hallelujah, 94%. What if you're in that other 6%? But God's word in Psalm 103 says, I'm the God that heals all your diseases. So if I trust in that, I have 100% shot. 100% shot. Don't try and catch up with me, Lynn. I'll get back on track. Okay. Some are trusting in a political party. This is what they said they're going to do. Well, what did God say he was going to do? And I'll tell you something. God doesn't need the Senate and the House to be in agreement. You know what God needs to be in agreement? He needs for us to be in agreement with what he said. That's what he needs. He said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, it will be done. So if we trust him, we will individually and collectively agree with everything that he says. Everything. Everything. Go with me, please, to Proverbs. Some are trusting in their ethnicity and the power. We come together as a people, as a race. When two or three are gathered together in my name, then I'll be in the midst of you. So if you're gathering together in some other name, in some other cause, God ain't in it. How can you say that? I didn't. He did. And I trust what he said. Hey, at Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The Passion Translation. Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. If you trust in him completely. We got some great news about one of our family members who was recognized for some great achievements. We've watched them make choices throughout their career based on what God said, even though it may not appear to have made sense. And God took them from here and placed them here. Trusting in the Lord with all their heart and not leaning to their own opinions. And as the Amplified Bible says, not relying on their own insight or understanding. It hasn't happened to me this year, but usually, would you hand me a tissue, please? So I can stay on camera. Thank you. But usually every year, you know, our young people, they get ready, they go to college, and they would come to me and start asking me about college. And I told every single person the same thing. Find out where God wants you to go and apply there. Simple. Well, they say you need to apply to at least five. Is God going to send you to five? All I know is the Bible shows us that God sends his provisions for you to a place and then tells you to go there. Hey, that's what he did with Abraham. Go, Mount Moriah, sacrifice Isaac. I'm sure there were other mountains right on his block. If he would have gone there, you know what wouldn't have been there? The ram. Because the ram was sent to Mount Moriah. He had to trust God's instructions and then put action to his trust. He followed them. See, it's clear that all of our trust is to be in the Lord, and we should be willing to step out in that trust. See, you can't, saying I trust God is not trusting him. Doing what he said, how he said, and when he said is what illustrates, demonstrates, proves you trust him. You trust him. Let me give you a New Testament reference. since we're a New Testament church. Now, it's led to something that's very similar to Mark 16, but just a different occurrence, so to speak. And God showed me a couple of things, as I told you, that got me excited. Have we been given power over all the power of the enemy? You sure about that? Let me ask it again. Have we been given power over all the power of the enemy?
Yes.
Okay, now I believe you. Okay. Matthew 10. Verse 1, Passion Translation. I just want you to know that Jesus did the same thing with his disciples that he did with us. Jesus gathered his 12 disciples and imparted to them authority to cast out demons and to heal every sickness and every disease. Verse 7. This is what he said to them. As you go, preach this message. Heaven's kingdom realm is accessible, close enough to touch. You must continually bring healing to lepers and to those who are sick, and make it your habit to break off the demonic presence from the people. Our habit should be to silence the demonic oppression that's causing some people to speak hateful words and decisive words. And raise the dead back to life. And that doesn't just mean the physically dead. Freely you have received the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others. Doesn't cost you $19.99 to get a word from God. Okay. I'm sorry, Lord. Freely you have received the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others. Verse 9. You won't need a lot of money. Travel light. Don't even pack an extra change of clothing in your backpack. Now, are you ready for this one? Check, make sure you're strapped in. Or unstrap if you want to, because here it comes. Here's the first thing that he showed me. Trust God for everything, because the one who works for him deserves to be provided for. The one who works for God deserves to be provided for. Why is this happening to you? Why are all these good things happening? You deserve it. If you work for God, you trust in him. Trust God for everything, because the one who works for him deserves to be provided for. Now listen, deserved means that you have a right to provisions. You merit them. You're qualified for them. You have a claim to their assistance or reward because of your actions. What actions? You receive Christ. You're going out into all the world. You're preaching the gospel to every creature. You deserve to be provided for. It's just that simple. Jesus is saying, trust me for everything. Because as a born-again believer, it's your right to expect me to provide for you. I'm waiting for the hallelujah that goes right there. I'm waiting, James, for the glory to God that goes right there. I'm waiting for the thank you, Lord. Okay. Because he said we deserve it. We deserve his provisions. But I told you, he gave me two things. That was only one. Philippians 4. My notes say verse 16 to 200, but it's 16 to 20. Sometimes my eyes get a little tired at 2 a.m. You Philippians well know, and you can be sure, I'll never forget it, that when I first left Macedonia province, venturing out with the message, not one church helped out in the give and take of this work except you. You were the only one. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you helped out. And not only once, but twice. Not that I'm looking for handouts, but I do want you to experience the blessing that issues from generosity. And now I have it all. And keep getting more. The gifts you sent with Epaphroditus were more than enough, like a sweet-smelling sacrifice, roasting on the altar, filling the air with fragrance pleasing to God. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need.
Yes.
Oh, but that's not it. You ready for the second one? His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours out from Jesus. It doesn't matter what someone, some group, some people, some things, some whoever, some whatever, it doesn't matter what they provide or what they promise to provide. Your God exceeds it. Didn't say he will exceed it. Your God exceeds it. While they're promising, he's exceeding. His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. And he does that so we can trust him completely. God is telling us to place our complete trust in him, folks, abandoning our own insight, our own understanding, and especially our own opinions. Because he said that we deserve to be provided for and that his generosity exceeds anyone or anything that anyone else will do, can do, has done, or promises. He said his generosity exceeding means it's already happening. We have to trust that. So that there can be excitement on what the medical profession says and what their discoveries are. People get excited and emotional about what politicians promise. They do. They get very emotional about it. And they believe, well, they have no reason to lie. I'm not suggesting that they are. But the only heart that I know of is mine. And sometimes I'm not so sure. Because some thoughts will pop up or some words will come out of my mouth. I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that was in there. So you can trust in those things if you want to. Psalms tell us some trust in horses and chariots, but I will remember the name of the Lord our God. But none of them will produce 100%. Not one vaccine works 100% of the time, all the time. But as I said earlier, God said, I forgive all your sins. People don't do that. People will forgive the little sins, but the big ones, they're not letting go. They're not letting go. They have to make sure you never get a chance to do that to them again. God said, I forgive all your sins. and I heal all your diseases. All of them. Are we trusting in that? I'm going to read that the first five verses, Psalm 103, in the Amplified Bible because of the way it's put. Bless, affectionately grateful, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals every one of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Listen to this one. Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good. Where you are at this individual second in time, whatever your age, whatever your circumstance, God said, he satisfies you. At your own personal age, your own personal state, there's no expiration date. There's no term. God doesn't say, okay, I'm with you till you're 65. I'd have been in trouble because I saw 65 a few years ago. So the one we should completely trust in without exception is God. And he said, we deserve it. We deserve to be provided for by him. And his generosity exceeds. Now think about it. He was talking to people who had been financially supporting him. He wasn't admonishing them. He wasn't mad at them. He was telling them something and telling us something. Even though you gave me what you think is a lot, I need you to know that my God exceeds this. So someone will say, yeah, well, we give you this and we give you that. My God exceeds it. We appreciate everything you gave. Praise God that he used you as a vessel. But what my God does for me exceeds what you're doing even right now. I mean, that's not arrogant. Just telling you how it is. I read a quote. Tried to find out information about the author, and I didn't, but the quote is still good. A relationship without trust is like a car without gas. You can stay in it all you want, but it won't go anywhere. A relationship without trust is like a car without gas. Now, we know that trust in general means you rely on the integrity of a person. You rely on their strength, their abilities, their sureties. And when used in a scripture, it means to be confident, to be bold, to be secure. But think about this. If we have trust, like faith, there should be a corresponding action. In James 2, I was reading it, and I started reading it from the basis of trust, because faith and trust can be synonymous sometimes. What does it profit, my brethren, if a man say he trusts God but doesn't act like it? What do you profit? If I say, this jacket is making me hot, and I don't take it off, what is saying it going to do? Well, if I say it's cold in here and don't put on my jacket, In verse 17, even so, trust, if it has not works, is dead being alone. Again, I'm substituting the word faith and trust. Was not Abraham, our fathers, justified by trust when he'd offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar, seeing that how trusting God wrought with his works, and by works was trust made perfect? Abraham trusted God and acted like it, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and she sent them out another way? Why did she do that? She heard about what God did for his people. She heard about the Red Sea being parted. She heard about the Amorites and the otherites that were taken out because they came against Israel. And she trusted that since God loved Israel that much, if she was nice to Israel, he would be nice to her. And she acted on that trust and was the only one in the city spared. Because she was the only one that trusted God. Peter denied Christ because he didn't trust what Christ said. But that same Peter, when he developed trust in God, preached a message in front of a hostile crowd, 3,000 people got saved. Then goes to the Gate Beautiful in front of everybody and heals a lame man. Tells the people who were telling him, don't teach in the name of Jesus. So really? Whether it be right or not, for me to teach in this name, you judge. But I can only speak based on what I've seen and heard. I can only speak based on my level of trust in what Jesus said. And since I trust him completely, I'm going to do everything he said completely. So you do what you got to do, because I'm going to do what he told me to do. Same person. Where are the Abrahams? Where are the Rahabs? Where are the Peters? Stop blending in to the crowd and step out because you trust God and take a stand. Take a stand. We are the church, founded on the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I'm out of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess that's why God wanted us to do the offering then. Hallelujah. I can't promise I'm going to finish on Wednesday. God may want to do something different, but if he doesn't, we'll finish. I know you can't come here, but you can join the group online. Now, before I let you go, sorry about the abrupt finish, but I got to get you out of here because we have another service at noon. But before I let you go, you can't trust someone. You can't enter into a relationship. I couldn't enter a relationship with then Phyllis Gray until I met her. I had to meet her. You can't enter into a relationship with Christ until you meet him. Not ask him out on a date, ask him for a relationship. And the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So real quick, I want to say this with me. Father God, I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe he died on the cross for my sins, went to hell in my place, and after 3 days in hell, you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart, come into my life. I turn from my past ways as an act of repentance, and I turn towards you, and I'm asking you, make something new of me. And it's in your name that I pray. Well, friends, if you made that prayer and you believed it in your heart and you're trusting that God heard it, you just got born again. And what I need you to do real quick, contact us. The information on the screen, just contact us. We have free information that we want to send you to help you know who you've become. If you're here in this room, just see one of our deacons. Be one of our deacons here today. Deacon Deborah, she's waving the back. She'll give you that same free information. And if anybody has any questions about anything I've shared, use the same contact information. I promise I will get back to you. If you have a question or a comment, do us a favor. Contact us, not social media.
Hallelujah.
They can't answer what we're thinking.
Hallelujah.
So if you have any questions,
Hallelujah.
Send it to us, and we'll answer it.
Thank you.
Amen.